Meeting started. Okay. It is 7:03, August the 8th. Meeting of the public relations for discussing the 5K. So we have a roll call where, let's see, Theron is here.
Yes.
Darren is here.
Yes.
I am here. Russ. And Wameka is not here yet, so there's nobody from the public. So we can go right into the 5K. So you got $50 from
Carson Chiropractic. So Eric Carson, owner of Carson Chiropractic, gave us $50. So that's the bronze sponsor.
Okay.
And so we have to. So that means that he's going to be mentioned on the website,
okay,
the Facebook page, and he's going to have his logo on the race bag promotion.
Okay.
So I have to get his logo, and I don't know when that is needed.
Yeah. That would be, yeah, Bob. Well, Mecca was going to take care of all of that stuff. And I also had a friend of mine write us a check for $50 for the 5K.
Mm-hmm.
I already put that on Dixie's desk.
I reached out to three companies.
Uh-huh.
NCG Movies, they're giving us two complimentary tickets, but we have to pick them up the week of because
okay.
they expire 3 months after the week that you pick it up at the event.
Mm-hmm.
I emailed Yorkville Bowl. And also someone that I know from Chick-fil-A that I told you I would be contacting. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard back from those two yet.
Okay.
And I know that with Culver's, you have to go through corporate because my wife's done this before. And so when she's approached them, I know that when it comes to monetary things.
I think Wameka's doing Culver's.
Okay, maybe she'll have better luck.
Yeah.
They've always referred us
to corporate office.
Yeah. Mm.
But these are just two people that I know, the Yorkville Bowl and the Chick-fil-A. I know the two owners for those, so I kind of reached out to them to see if they'd be willing to help.
Okay. I was down at Crusade Burgers, and they're more than happy to put up our poster. I gave them one of the donation letters. He said he would hand it to the GM. And I haven't heard anything more from it. I put up a poster at Old Second at Countryside.
So. I came in on Saturday, and I had several of these flyers,
mm-hmm.
just black and white, made because they're going to be set out in the public area at YMCA.
Oh,
because they have an area for that where people who are interested
nice.
In runs and that, so they will. These will be there for them to take, so they can go on to the do the registration. So
and
sure, just grab one.
Plano YMCA?
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, they should have these up at the front desk.
They do.
They didn't.
Oh, okay.
When I came in on Saturday, they looked around. They didn't see any, and I had to bring mine back. There wasn't even one of these here that I could find.
Well, maybe we should make sure they.
Yeah, we should make sure they have some.
Have some at the front desk too.
Yeah.
On the youth department desk, as well as any desk that we have in the library, we should have some there so that when patrons come in, if they see it, they can pick it up.
Yeah.
There weren't any on the desk, and they even referred me to the local, sponsor stuff that they have like an open area.
Okay.
And that wasn't there either.
Okay. Well, yeah. Where else?
Here comes Wameka.
Yeah. The chiropractor over here.
The
other one right by Legends in Lakeview. I've gone there for I don't know how long, but I can never remember their name. Hi there.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Okay.
Wameka is here now.
I'll do this to my whole family.
I did get an email from, at the time it was the only two people we had registered.
I saw that. Yeah.
That said they can't make it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they were asking about how do we get a refund? And I'm assuming that the only way they can get a refund is if the library writes them a check.
I'm pretty sure if they paid online, it's not even a full refund because
They pay fees for paying online?
There's a fee.
Yeah. Well, we got the $50, the full $50. So I don't know.
Did they pay in the library? Because I'm pretty sure she said that when they paid through the website, there would be a fee for every transaction.
So they may have paid the fee, which we can't refund to them.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like the state when you renew your license online. There's the cost of the renewal plus a fee for the transaction.
Oh, I didn't realize we were charging people a fee to register online. Okay.
I don't know. I was going to call Julie and ask her.
Yes. And I wanted to have a paper one. Park District did it last time. So
paper registration?
Yeah.
But that helps a lot of people. You could have it at the library desk, and people could write checks right
and
at the desk.
In.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think we really need to be pumping that for the next 3 weeks.
I'm wondering if we still have a copy of that form somewhere.
Because that was, I had started to try and reproduce it, and I was like, oh, this is such a headache, because it had a lot of stuff on it.
Well, was it stuff for the park district?
Well, it had the full description. I have to try and find it. It must be
the registration form?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they create it?
They created it.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So, I know, till the week of, I don't have to get stuff like my water and bananas.
Right. Darren's asking about with this with Carson
chiropractic. When do you need the logo for the bags? Because he did the bronze. So then it needs a logo.
For the shirt?
It says for the bronze sponsor, website, Facebook page, and race bag promotion. So
for the race bag promotion, we would just... it's just a list of sponsors, and we'll probably put a list of sponsors in the race bag. Right now, we don't have enough people to go on a T-shirt. We'd have to get...
How many we have?
Because we have so many T-shirts left over, it'd be better for us to get somebody to put our sponsors on the back of our existing shirts rather than pay...
Right.
Right now, we have one person signed up.
As a sponsor?
No.
As a runner. Yeah, as a runner.
Oh. Are we going to get more?
We hope so. I think a lot of the online registered people were really toward the end, like maybe the week before the deadline to get them for T-shirts.
Let me ask you a question. Did you guys keep a list of emails of those people that ran the race last year? Do you have the actual registration those participants?
I would think Julie might have that.
Because if we have that, we can probably send an email to register now. Hey,
yeah.
You know, our second annual, because, you know, that's how our church does. We did a 5K, and I did it last year, and this year I got an email saying, hey, then you did it last year, why don't you come back?
I got to call Julie anyway about the people that want a refund and make sure that they actually, if they did sign up, of course, they didn't send there. It's Ashley Miller and her husband, Rick. And they didn't give me an address anyway, so.
Yeah. All of that information should be on the registration, though, which Julie would have.
So ask Julie is there a way that we can find out all the people that registered last year?
Mm-hmm.
If they
didn't register through Julie. No, Julie got the list from the park district.
Yeah.
The park district took the registrations. But Julie
entered them all.
Yes, but I'm not sure it had contact information. It could have had just name and age or something like that.
So on the registration, it didn't have email or anything like that?
On the online one, it probably did if they filled out the whole form on the part.
If we are,
but you know, the whole thing got printed out. What did we do with that?
The list.
Good question.
Is that not, where is our stuff?
It's up there.
Okay, we need to go and look at that stuff.
Yeah, and then if we are going to do a new registration form for this year, maybe we should include an email, because remember, we want to continue to promote. So then when we do it the next year, that would be the first target group of people. Hey, we were doing it again this year, and then, you know, go from there.
So this year's will include the people who register this year, definitely will have their...
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, okay. Yeah, last year's we don't have.
Okay, so we need to get that to them. I will get this registration form done.
Okay.
By August 11th. I'm giving myself by Friday. So I'll have this done, and I'll email to you. We need to email this registration form everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to post it on all our own social media.
Oh, yeah.
The library needs to have copies at the desk.
But doesn't the library have the newsletter? Is that included in the library's
The
newsletter?
Race is, but I don't think that the people who get it necessarily open it, necessarily sign up.
I open mine.
I open mine, but not always.
Have we submitted to the record this?
No, you'd have to pay for it.
Yeah,
I think, well...
Yeah,
It's different now, so I think you have to pay for stuff. We did submit it to the chamber, and she said it went out in all of their mailings.
Okay.
Then and remember, it was supposed to go in the other. It would have gone out to all the residents if it would have been included in the water bill.
Yeah.
But it wasn't there.
It wasn't included. No, it wasn't in mine either.
I get mine electronically.
How did we get that? How would we have gotten it in the water bill? What did we need to do?
Remember
the
last board meeting, they said that they were going to include it in the water bill, the next one that was coming up.
And then didn't go in the water bill.
Specifically looked in it.
Maybe it's that it's not in the.
It was the home days. It was no,
probably.
But it was the home days and some other stuff about what's going on in the community was in that and not the race.
Have they been giving this out at the desk?
Well, we just talked about that.
Yeah, there were none of these this weekend. There were. I asked if I could have some of these, and they didn't have the flyer at the desk, and I had to go back home and bring mine up here, get copies made for posting at the YMCA.
I say it should be at every desk, children's front desk.
Upstairs, I don't understand why they would.
It's posted. But it should be available because when someone goes like
you go to check out, take a flyer,
you know, and so hey, oh, 5K, well, maybe not.
That needs to happen starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because think about the hundreds of people who've come in here the last 2 months,
and it's been full when I.
And that's what I was surprised when I came up here on Saturday. I'm like, they're like, we don't have a flyer, and she looked in the back room. She didn't find anything back there.
We all picked up our folders, so she didn't have a copy.
Right.
Okay.
I think there's still a couple of them up there,
but it still should have been there. Yeah.
Well, then if the she would have been able to grab one and
they could have took it off the board right there and made a copy. It's on the board.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to make the registration form, and the registration form and the flyer needs
next
to be
to
at
each other.
Yeah.
Needs to be at like at least three desks in this library: children's, circulation, and upstairs, and adult.
Well, if the registration form, they can write the check right then and there, and they can
Give
it to the front desk.
And then just ask them to hold it. Like they should just have an envelope that they put the registration form in the check or
in
cash.
Here. At least 2-3 times with this guy. Mm-hmm. So I'll make sure when I come back on Thursday.
I'm going to do this today.
I know, but I'll make sure to when I'm here Thursday.
Right, so I'm going to do this form between today and tomorrow so that this, so that when you check that both the registration form and the flyer are at all three. Like, we have hundreds of people in our own building.
Yes.
And we're trying to get the community, but it would have spread from just the people. Yeah.
I
just think it's the way. I mean, we can't give up on it. It's just the nature of
we won't
who
give
we
up.
Have. I went to a couple more businesses today,
across Yorkville.
And I'm posting mine at Fermilab because there's an area where all the runners
all the different
go.
Things.
So I'm going to post it on the bulletin board where everybody posts their 5Ks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this will be the largest thing on the board because all the others are little cards.
Oh, that's good.
Any ticket to Plano YMCA.
So where is this? Oh, YPL. Okay, so they're $50. So they don't need to go on a T-shirt. No. That's only for people who give $150.
Right.
We go through the effort.
And it said race back promotion, so I didn't.
That's literally a flyer. So I'm going to make that flyer. I told them, like, August 30th. Mm-hmm. So I told the people I went to today. I went to Jimmy John's in Lakeview and Legends and Salsa Verde. Mm-hmm. And I told them... August 30th, because I think that Wednesday is when we stuff the bags. It doesn't take long.
No, it won't
you know, give
long.
Ourselves an hour, hour and a half. We stuff the little, hopefully we have enough. We need to check that stuff so we can buy. And then Friday was the pickup day, and they just picked up from the front desk.
Right. The bags
so maybe we even did it on Thursday.
Either day.
I'd like to know who's registered so that we can... I need to check at least a week before. The guy should probably already still have our design. So if we need to order a few more sizes. But we should inventory how many smalls, mediums, larges.
Of the show.
And compare them against who's signed up. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So they're still here on Thursday. You know, the best time for me... You said you'll be here on Thursday?
Thursday morning.
Thursday morning? Okay. I can't get here till... 4:45 on Thursday. But oh. Thursday.
I'm here Thursday morning, 11, for the kindergarten, getting ready for kindergarten. You'll be in that. So I'll be
inventory, T-shirt. I'm going to try and do some last-minute stuff with my kids since I go back to work on Friday. So it's their last free day. Thursday, inventory, T-shirts at 4:45 p.m. Yeah, inventory. Well, I should. Are we going to try and do it earlier, or should Thursday I just inventory? Can you come in on Thursday?
I got to take my mother to a doctor's appointment.
Okay.
So I could come in. I might. It would probably be late.
I kind of want to be here when they're here because it's over there.
So maybe if we did it first thing in the morning, I could.
Oh.
But I got to be in Elmhurst at 1 o'clock, or before 1 o'clock to take her to.
Yeah, but they don't open until what, 10 here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. First thing in the morning for me is 8 a.m. Yeah. My son has soccer tryouts 8 o'clock here, so I was like, oh, I could. They won't be open yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll just come at 4:45. So inventory T-shirts.
They're up here. Last time I looked, they got moved from where we put them.
Okay.
They're behind the circular staircase.
So above here?
Behind.
In the back?
All the way in the back.
Circular.
You'll see the garbage
staircase. Is everything else there behind circular staircase?
Yeah.
So I need to inventory T-shirts, envelopes. Did they put that up there?
Yeah, it's all up there.
Envelopes.
The garbage cans and the little bins that we used for the water are all up there.
I was just going to ask about water.
Yeah.
I bought water and bananas like a few days before at Aldi.
Yeah, you can get like tons of water for cheap.
It's $3 a case.
Yeah.
I donated it. I didn't even put in my receipt because it was like, well, I bought like three or four. We maybe use one or two.
Yeah.
I keep the rest because you'll have programs throughout the year you can use the bottles of water. I'd give it to the step kids or something like that. So I was like, I think I spent $5. We ended up giving away the bananas. A lot of us froze it to use for recipes. So
we're done here, I'm going to go over to Menards and look at paint. Home Depot had it.
I think I didn't do it again, Panera. You have to do it months in advance.
What do you need to do
donation,
for Panera?
Yeah. A donation. You have to
just
do
like
it months in
Culver's,
advance.
Culver's, if you want a monetary donation from Culver's, you have to go to corporate.
Okay. I only emailed Culver's for a raffle prize.
Okay.
Scoopies they gave us before. So I emailed the Culver's Care, Yorkville Culver's Cares or whatever is the email address.
That, they'll do that stuff. But if, when it comes to stuff like this, you know. Yeah.
Bless you. Okay, so I'm going to add that to
anybody
my calendar.
Anybody else think we should be retry? I called the other place several times and I did. Nobody, it's like the, what's it called? The one I was supposed to do. The other one I gave up. Blackstone. It's like I call they... You know, they don't open until, like, noon, I think, or something like that. And it's too late for me. So I've been calling, and they, it's like somebody pick up. And then the next time, it went straight to the voicemail. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I might try again.
Cross Country's going to have 40 to 50 kids here.
And Target.
Okay, working.
I'm going back to Target tomorrow because the person that I spoke to them.
Yeah.
I'm going back to them on Wednesday, the person that handles it.
Okay.
We'll be there. So hopefully we can get something good.
So we have the corner people.
Yes, we have more than enough corner people. They handed out water because it was step team last time. I thought it's nice to have cross country. They need, at the middle school, our athletic director wants us all to do community service. So I knew that they'd want to do a community service. He said they usually do something different.
Oh, I think it's the paint.
Yes. No, it's the air freshener. It gives me every time.
Oh, well, that's good.
Okay,
so more than enough people for that. Did we get cones?
Yes.
I was just going to ask about the cones from Mark. Did you talk?
Oh, I will ask.
Okay.
I did see that email. So, so my first thing is the registration form.
And they do have a cart. At least the high school has a cart. And Miller and Martin from middle school, they would
have access to it, right?
They should have access to the cart.
Okay. So I'm going to ask, Derek is the person I've been contacting. He emailed me back because I just wanted to know numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice because the kids would be like, let's go. Yay, congratulations.
Yeah, that's
how they do that all the time. Yeah, that's great.
And so what my husband did last time, he's planning to run it, but right before the race, he helped most of the kids walk to their location, but he also helped take, I think we took the table and the water to a halfway point. And you got the table, so we used your table, my table? I feel like it was a small table, so it may have been my table.
I think I got 3 8-foot tables and 1 6.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was the 6-foot table we used and we put some water on it somewhere halfway. So this time the halfway will probably be, we had to move it because because they marked the ground wrong. So yeah, I had put it one place, and I was like,
mark
it's not the halfway.
That way.
Oh, we got in our car and drove, and I'm like, mm-hmm. this is the halfway. The road is different now. Yeah. So
I'm going to mark it so that at least part of the way on Game Farm in Salmonuck, we're on the bike trail mm-hmm. that's beside the road, because we're not going to have police at either end. And we will not have any cooperation from the park and rec department.
No, but if we just get two adults, I have, what do you call those things?
The vest?
Vests. Because mm-hmm. construction crew was one of my themes for step team. So I have vests that people would notice somebody standing there in a yellow vest. We literally just need two adults. Like somebody from the board or whatever. Somebody stands at Salmonuck and somebody stands at mm-hmm. Game Farm. You're just only out there when there's runners and we don't yeah. have a ton. It's like an hour, hour and a half. So we just need to get two adults to do that.
Yeah.
So you and my friend Julie usually ran the table. She plans to volunteer mm-hmm. again to help okay. at the table. Barb was here last time. The yep. three of you, I felt,
Barb,
was like more
Barb,
than enough.
Barb was inside directing people.
Oh, to the restroom.
To the restroom. So we'll have to do somebody inside okay. the library for the restroom.
So I had the sign-up genius.
Okay. Actually, the guy that gave me the $50 that Dan Frapp said, what can I do to help, too? He's an older gentleman. He's not real good at walking.
That would probably be
He'd
perfect.
Be a good place for him.
Okay,
to
so bathroom.
Yeah,
bathroom's that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Dan.
Dan Fapp, F-A-P-P.
And this is his $50?
No, this is Carson Chiropractic.
Yeah. I got $50 check is on Dixie's desk.
And it's his business is?
His business is himself. He personally
it.
Donated it.
Oh, last so I Sunday. Need to come up with a nice, like, phrase for our...
So he at church, mm-hmm. he said, I got to write you a check. And I went, what for? He says, okay. for the library.
Create, waste, bag,
okay.
sponsor,
I'm trying to get
flyer.
I have people on vacation. Most of everybody's
okay,
going to be coming
so
back this
business.
Week.
Yeah.
Start, so I'm going to be knocking on the doors.
And personal.
He's a very...
So right
guy.
Now we have Carson?
Carson Chiropractic, yeah.
With a C or a K?
C.
Carson. Okay.
Are you going to have the movie?
That's a raffle, though.
Okay.
I will list them.
Okay.
But,
you don't have to, I guess. This
and maybe I'll do raffles.
Two
and
raffles.
Then do NCG.
For
well,
what?
Just like the people who donated raffles. NCG Cinema. We have... what's the name of that running place? Is it the running company?
The running store?
I have...
In Naperville?
I think it's the running store. I have them at home. That Kate got right before she... Remember the $220
store.
Gift certificates? Mm-hmm. I have them at home.
Okay.
Probably the running
sure.
store in Naperville.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have those
there's
raffle off.
There's Adidas and...
You have to be brand new to the store because you can't use them if you're an existing customer or something like that.
How would they know? I'm just kidding.
I don't know, but it's got all these.
They have a database.
Yeah, they have a database.
Yeah.
It's got this whole long
wow.
list of.
My entire family is on
in
their
system.
Database. It's in the system.
My
system.
Husband got his Brooks from there, so we're
well,
in there now.
Yeah.
Is it the one across from the supermarket?
They moved.
There's two of them.
Right, because there used to be one in actual downtown.
There is.
Oh, no, that's not the one we went to. We went to one that's across from, what do you call the Whole Foods? It's like.
On 59, you mean?
No, it's on 75th. So
that's
another running
store.
That's
a different place.
That's a different
then.
One.
Okay.
Because the running company, there's one on 59, and then there's one in downtown.
Naperville.
Okay, I've seen the one downtown
yeah.
Naperville. I don't think I've seen the one on 59.
Yeah,
because you walk past the running
so
store.
So at this point, do we just need, what do we do? What do we need?
I said raffles are good.
Because, you know, should I be asking for donations too? Because I'm still saying, well, if you desired, if you desire to, you know, give mm-hmm. a donation at your, you know, like that. But I'm asking for things for the raise pack. But at the same
yeah.
time, I'm saying, if you would like to also,
yeah,
then it would be greatly appreciated for our team programming.
I'd say maybe do that for one more week. But mostly we should just start getting people to sign up for the race.
Yeah, I think we really need some sign up if we only have one.
I think where else?
But we have four. My whole family's running. My son's not happy about it. My husband's like, you're right. Signing all four of us up. Yeah, I'll be walking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know whether to sign up. My wife asked me, "Are you signing up?" I'm like, "Well, I don't know if I'm working." Right. I figured I'm working and not
Russ usually.
Running.
I was like, "You're president. You can stay at the table." And yeah. My friend doesn't run at all, Julie, and she loves the library. Ran. So I ran. So I worked right up until time to go.
She went.
And by the time it was over, I was ready. I was back there, ready to break down. Like, you know, I'm not walking, so I'm not the last one in.
Right.
But I'm jogging. Enough that I can help at the end, and you can help right up until 8 o'clock. So I came dressed to jog. This time my husband's like, and we're all doing it, right? And my son was like, no. I was like, you're doing it. If your dad said that he's willing to do it, oh, you believe all four of us are writing it. I'm writing a check for four, so you just put on your sneakers that day. So I know that you'll definitely have at least the four of us, and I'll forego t-shirts in order to make sure other people have t-shirts. Well, I have my t-shirt from last year, so I'm good. That's what I'll be wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just had something in my head that I wanted to...
Okay, so I need to create like a half sheet that I can put this stuff on. Sign up genius. Corners. Set up. Clean up. And I don't think it was a lot of people. What else did we need? My sign of genius will have it.
Yeah,
that's it. Bananas, waters, and that's it. You said you 2 to 3 stop signs. You have those?
That's from my last. I have one stop sign. Like I have an actual thing that says stop on one side and slow on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So I can also.
That was just on my head thing for the last time.
Let me see. Two is to do inventory. 3 is to check the sign of genius. 4 is. Stop. Oh, that's what we need. We need street people or traffic control.
Mm-hmm. And you said 2?
And you need 2 adults.
The thing is, I have this one.
Yeah. We're going to need to get 2 adults, unless a spouse or somebody who's just saying, okay, a car is coming, and they just say to the car, you know, people are running on this side, or please be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife worked one of the corners. She can do that too. Keep an eye out. I was going to try and keep it off the road as much as possible because there's a bike path on both sides of Game Farm here.
No. It's only on this side, close to the library and the houses. On the other side is grass because it's the farm with the horses and then. Yeah. Okay. So
well,
this
once
way,
once you get past to the school, then there's something they can run on there. There's a sidewalk in front of the school.
Only in front of the school.
Briefly,
It's only in front of the school because they crossed the street, but it's not on either side. But we ran on this side, remember?
Yeah.
So we're going this way first, like the map?
No, we're going that way like the map shows.
The map does show that way?
Yeah, the map shows that.
But how did they have us do it? Oh, he painted it that way.
They painted it that way.
But it's supposed to go this way first.
It's supposed to go that way.
Okay.
Okay.
That's where they went wrong last year.
That's where they went wrong last year.
And now nobody wants that.
And the guy from Fox Valley TV was really pissed.
Mike Reynolds?
Because he was set up for the runners to come out of the driveway and go that way. And then we changed it and we went that way.
So he wasn't able to get it.
He was set up over in the corner of the driveway over here to film everybody going past him. And we went past
the other way. Well, we're going to make sure we get it the right way this time.
Yeah.
Do you know if FVTV is going to be here again?
I didn't know they were going to be here last time.
Okay.
So that was a surprise for them to be here.
I could send an email to Mike, I know.
Okay.
Okay, you sent it again.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything to make us...
A little more visibility.
Yes,
I know. And so, you know what? It wouldn't hurt to... 1A, email the record. I mean, if they don't put it in, they don't put it in.
You know what?
But it wouldn't hurt to email.
FVTV, they have a...
I used to put this stuff on?
Oh, really?
The patch and the Beacon News.
Oh, the patch.
The patch, I had an account. You could put stuff for free.
Mm-hmm.
You could put the event on the date. See, I could barely read this. I was trying to figure out which way does it go. How do you know? Like the way this is, it could go this way first. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the way the arrows are, it could go either way first. The arrows just show you the direction of the traffic. They don't tell you which way it goes first.
We're going this way.
Okay.
I think that's the way we figured everything was going to go.
Initially.
Is running the majority of the race at the beginning.
So when
like
you
the main roads,
yeah, so when you leave here and make that right, then you're no longer on sidewalk. When you go here, that's when you're on street.
Yeah, there's a bike path right out here. It goes up past all the way, I think, to the first street.
Yes, but I'm saying then, as soon as you turn,
and then you're
right.
in there.
So we ran on this bike path, but it's not very long. It's only from here to here.
Yeah.
Then all of this, you're in the street.
Mm-hmm. But that's all residential side street, so
that doesn't seem long enough for a 5K.
And then it goes back down.
It goes back down
the library,
around Parkview.
Parkview.
It goes around Parkview.
Now it seems like
You go down the side of Parkview, up around the side of Parkview, and then you come back.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And then we can get across the street and run back.
Yeah, actually, it goes a block past Parkview.
Yeah.
So that's why you need the.
So
I had steppers all the way down here to tell, like the kids could, you could see them here rather than turning here. So they're here and here and here.
Definitely need arrows with a turn also.
Yeah.
Well, when he painted, yeah.
Yeah.
But then you had the people cheering them on. One, two, three.
I don't think I'll walk.
I think it was one.
I may ride my bike.
Two, three, four. One, two, three, four, and then there were also. She had a 1 mile marker or a 2 mile marker sign.
Yeah, she had a one and
Julie
a two.
Did.
I think the two was right out here.
Then I had a couple people. I had somebody over
we
here.
Measured it
who's
going
Julie?
That way. Julie is a race time.
She's the lady who runs race time.
Okay.
She brings the thing that times and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What's her last name? Julie
Pearson.
Is it Pearson?
Okay. Sounds familiar.
She runs a lot of local races.
Yeah.
She said.
So then the only thing is just continue to push this week for sponsors and
I'd say maybe just this week and the next week
for the packets and then make sure we get people to register. I want to make sure it's on the front.
I'm going to work on that form.
And Plano is good for the YMCA. I'm trying to think where else.
Email the record.
They've got 20 flyers because they have an area where people. My wife works there, and she's like, they just love to take the flyers.
Mm-hmm.
That way they don't have to take a snapshot or try to write it down. And so they have a board where they put everything.
I put even more there. I take flyers when I'm at the Y, too, just because.
I'll take some down to the, what I got going to. Either that, I'll go down there, or I'll have my wife go down there. That's a safe place where Club 47 moved to.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Where did they move to?
They left.
Nope. Yeah, they left.
Yeah, because
Parkview took
Parkview
over
Christian is going to have their high school there.
Are you serious?
They moved down.
Mm-hmm.
They took over the building that the Kendall County Special Ed Co-op, which is down by the animal hospital.
Okay.
In that office complex down there.
Yeah, a lot of Club 47 went to YMCA.
Yeah.
No
walking track. No pool.
Oh, yeah.
No that, locker room.
I didn't see how that was made it for me. Well,
I'm excited for the Parkview for the high school because
that's
it means that, they have all these sports facilities, which is what a lot of kids don't choose some of the small schools because they don't have that as an option.
Right.
So
didn't know that. I didn't notice it.
Yeah,
this can be K-6
first.
And that can be, or K-8 or whatever, and that can be high school now.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
July 5th, they opened up down there.
Gotcha.
So I need to go down there and check it out because everybody's membership expired when they closed up.
And you got a renewal.
If you want to come on.
I
now,
used to be at the Y.
Yeah.
Okay, Patch Beacon News and Record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do that after I, because I think you can upload forms. I know to the Patch you can upload a form or a picture or whatever.
Or whatever it is you have.
So at least this we already have as a photo.
The flyer.
PDF or something. Or
Well, sometimes it has to actually be a photo. PDFs don't always work.
Right.
I know on Facebook you have to make it an image. You used to be able to do PDFs, but now it has to be an image file.
Yeah.
I just save it as an image file and it works.
Oh.
I didn't create a personal one. I was sharing the
Yorkville
Public Library ones. So I need to just redo that. But I did email Christine Liptrot about it. I will email.
Who's that?
She's the person in charge of communications for the Y115 district.
Okay.
So I emailed her the poster.
You did say that last time.
Yeah. I saw her yesterday and I was like, I was supposed to email you something. And so when I got home, I was like, email tonight before you forget again. So I saw her because the YMS was having the Locker Fest. And I told her, you know, the funds are to support teen programming at the library.
Okay.
If you could add this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so hopefully they usually do get that kind of stuff out. It may not, I don't know when her next publication is going out to the district is the only thing. Mm-hmm. So I may email out to my, to the middle school and high school and just say, you know, trying to increase library school communications. I'm secretary on the board now. It really, you know, be a huge favor to me and to teen programming. Mm-hmm. And then middle school and high school teachers would be like, it's for teen programming?
Yes, definitely.
Or I think I called it young adult programming. And we had several of the people we had registered last year was because I emailed the staff. But I emailed the staff only like a week before, and they were like, this was the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, so
well, I felt like I didn't want to do it now. I'm like, okay, I'm a little bored.
Yeah, school's starting back, so they can get on their calendar. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
It reminds me that calendar. Girls on the Run that they did in the spring,
mm-hmm.
you know, at Bristol Bay, there were a lot of teachers that were doing that, were running with the girls.
Yeah.
See?
Girls. I'm going to try and see if I have an email about that, because I would email that person directly rather than email it to the... If Christine Liptrot takes it, it'll go out to the whole district, okay. But it'd be nice if I gave it to the person in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they had that at ACES, too.
ACES.
Autumn Creek Elementary School.
They did have a 5K.
But I feel like they had a Girls on the Run group, no?
Bristol Bay and Autumn Creek had a Girls on the Run team. We were right next to each other. So my daughter and my wife.
You don't know who the coach is, do you?
I'm trying to remember.
Okay, because if you can give me the name, then I can email them directly at the elementary level.
There were three coaches.
Yeah, see, I don't know who the...
runners.
They would be teachers who they put over the cross country. Mm-hmm. They do cross country at the elementary level, like... I think Girls on the Run is a little different.
Girls on the Run is a national thing. So
yeah, a teacher probably just decided to do because they wanted to.
To do that, yeah. So in Chicago, it was up to 3,000 kids, I think it was, that did the 5K.
If we knew their names, because they could reach out to those girls.
I think next year, like you said, getting us on those lists ahead of time, those 5K lists, because people come from all over to do 5Ks.
What I'm surprised, because I thought Julie said, oh, your race will be on the list.
Then you need to ask her.
But she said it's kind of a low weekend for races. That's why she was able to do ours.
Because it's Labor Day weekend. Yeah. And a lot of people are out.
They're trying to travel. So
did we always do it Labor Day weekend?
This is only our second time.
Okay, but did we do it last time?
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend?
Mainly because of hometown days.
Okay.
Because of hometown days.
Then maybe we...
We're not competing with other races.
Yeah.
In Yorkville or just in general?
In general.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, maybe if we see how it goes.
That's not a weekend for racing, so yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's a weekend for partying.
Yeah. So maybe after we see this time, if it doesn't, then maybe we can find another time where we can get somewhere where we're not taking from, like, Chicago or whatever and try to do another.
Yeah, because Yorkville has a
Pepperoni. The other one has one. Spring.
Yeah.
Okay. They have the fall. They have a Thanksgiving, November
chili,
one.
Chili Chase.
Uh-huh.
And then they also have...
they have one in June or July.
Is that the
Soul
park this
Soul Fest. Solstice.
Solstice Run.
Chili Chase used to be through the park.
Mm-hmm. It's not anymore. They advertise that.
It was Club 47 originally.
Oh, now it's through the park.
Okay.
The park department took over.
Mm-hmm. The Walter Payton's in June.
Yeah. And then also the cross country hosts, the high school at least hosts the beginning of the season. That's April 23rd, something like that. It's coming up Saturday, last April.
Oh, you mean August?
Yeah, August, I'm sorry. Last
weekend of August. That's the 26th.
Yeah, and so that's when their season starts. So there's
And then none of the high schoolers can run?
Nope. And my daughter can't run. She's in season.
Can they run before that weekend?
No, because they're actually in training
the beginning of August.
Starting tomorrow is the first official day of cross country for YHS. Mm-hmm. So they've been in endurance camp all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had their race down in Peoria and to see how
well
they finish off endurance camp, essentially.
How'd they do?
They came in first.
Really awesome. We are some serious runners in Yorkville.
And they beat Mount Carmel Project, which was nationally ranked. from Indiana.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it feels great. It feels great to watch. It was awesome.
I know, especially
cool.
Well, okay. So our to-do list. What's our
all
to-do
right, you're going to try and think of Girls on the Run person.
Yeah, and it was my daughter's teacher, and I'm trying to think of my daughter's teacher from last
she
year.
She might know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
ask your daughter.
Yeah.
Well, ask your daughter and then email me.
Okay.
So I'm going to work on the form. I have another meeting. Yes, Elle? I know. So I have to head to that meeting. But I'm going to work on the form tonight so that by tomorrow... I can share it with you and we can start blasting it. And that's just the registration
right,
form.
Right.
And then
I come in for Thursday, I'll make sure that we have some.
It's at all the desks. I'll try to come in later Thursday to inventory the t-shirts and the envelopes.
If I don't have anything going on, I'll come back and help you with
yeah, Thursday's kind of a crazy. What are we doing on Thursday? I was going to try and come back when she was at dance. But I should probably be getting ready for work on Friday. No. I'm in the sign up genius. I think I need to copy it or reactivate it or whatever because it saves them. Traffic control of the two adults. So clean up the setup and the corners are just all cross country.
So it's okay if we sign up to run?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm signing up to run. So yes, we should definitely be getting all of our family and friends that can run. And tell them they can walk.
Well, I'm like, getting my friends.
They can walk.
Your dog, as long as you clean up after them.
Yeah. I wanted like when people take the strollers
yeah,
and
I
mean, all
if
of
I
that.
If I do it, he's going in because daddy. That's how I did the other 5K. I did the walk and roll Chicago and then I did the 5K in our church last year.
So, yeah, I did the ACES. I'm doing this one. And I did the hot chocolate, but I don't think I'm doing the hot chocolate this year in Chicago. It's in Chicago, and you end with the giant party, and it was cold in the morning.
I did the Christmas jingle.
That was the first time I did it.
I did the jingle run over in Oswego one.
During Christmas time?
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's a no, because this one is at the end of October, and you have to be, well, the thing is, they close off all the roads, so you have to be at the thing early enough, you have to park and get there before they close everything down, so you have to be there by like 6:30, it's freezing in October at 6:30.
Oh, I know, I've done the walking road at this, I think it's
in Chicago,
it's cold, and the last time I did it, it rained, so imagine.
Well, we were kind of okay, but there were a couple ladies talking about the health, they were like, remember the one time when it was like 20, I was like, oh, I told them to keep my money. It's not that much money. You can keep my $40. 20 degrees, and you're standing out there for almost an hour
this
while they try to herd you.
Stroller. He was two, so he was in a stroller. And
I said, no, I would have told them to keep my money. I would not have shown up.
Okay.
So I'll send an email to Mike Reynolds asking about filming and if he can place it on their bulletin board, their electronic bulletin board for Sugar Grove.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Because this is through Fox Valley TV, which is on the campus of Wisconsin.
Now, I don't know who's going to this thing on Saturday. Montgomery's having their Montgomery Fest or Montgomery Days or something. They're having a whole talent show.
Really?
It would have been nice. We don't have anything out. And you know where else it would have been nice to put this?
Where?
At Farmer's Market on Saturday.
There were only three vendors at the Farmer's Market on Saturday.
Why? So few.
Kind of fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, there were only three. As we drove by...
Who's in charge of it?
Nobody.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought it was like the chamber or something in charge of it.
The hot dog vendor.
Yeah. Trinity Church, I know they had a booth out there. I think Karen Harris was one of the big promoters of it.
Okay.
And nobody's taken it over, and she's getting too old. She stopped.
Wow.
And then nobody else took it from her.
Nobody else took it from her.
Because, like, in Plainfield, that's pretty big.
It's through nobody.
Right, but like you can have either your chamber can be in charge of it or your Parks and Rec. I mean any organization in your community. And they do it right in the
square.
So you have people who have, they make things or, you know, it's great for.
Just like how they do in Aurora.
They do it in Plainfield too.
Opportunity for us.
I know. Right?
But that's, I thought of that because the Plainfield Public Library would set up a table at the market.
And we can do it
here
in the parking lot.
Yeah,
do it in
or
the
we can do it over there in the
It's so close.
We could take over
They would do a table and advertise their services during the thing. But you need somebody who's in charge of the whole thing, who makes sure it's always standing in people's face. Yeah. Guess who's going to be at farmer's market? Maybe you have somebody special once a month. Or, it's only, what, eight times? It's only like...
Yeah, it's
eight
only,
to ten times
only,
in the summer.
Yeah, in the summertime, it's only.
No, that's something maybe we could do next year.
And they just do it, say August. Like 8 to 12 or 1. Yeah, because we're gonna be late for our meeting.
Okay, I guess we are adjourned.
Okay, adjourned.